Look, I've been agonising over this email I got in the last hour trying to deal with it because I don't wish to identify anyone involved. It comes from a gentleman sent to me sincerely. He's identified his wife in it, and I don't wish to identify her because it's very hurtful to all concerned. Ray, I listened to your comments during the week re-suicide. Thank you for your reality in dealing with an issue that I never thought would target me. You see, my wonderful wife passed away just 7 weeks after being told she had a melanoma in the brain. She was only 54. I got to the stage of thinking to end my life so I could be with her. And although people were very supportive, I really couldn't cope with the type of support like it. People saying, look, you'll get better, mate. We're here for you. You're a strong person, etc., etc., etc. I wasn't strong, Ray, nor has it got better. In fact, I got to dislike the same people because I wanted to be with my darling wife. And I guess plenty of people, mate, can understand that after many, many years of marriage. What changed this week after hearing you is someone else must have been listening to you. I got a phone call from one of these same people. They simply said, would you like to talk about your wife? As opposed to, we're here for you, you'll get better, you're strong. The simple, simple line, would you like to talk about your late wife? And I do. This has given me a simple way to grieve and address what I'd think about and think about being or doing. Well, mate, you're far too important to many other people to do that. Please don't do that. And I'm sure that your beautiful wife wouldn't want you to do that. And I'm glad that someone was prompted to call you and sit down with you at some time in the future and talk about your beautiful wife who you lost not all that long ago, that melanoma. And I'm glad that our discussion this week has prompted your email, which means a lot to me. And I want you to talk to your friend and keep talking to your friend about the memory of your life. Because as Charles Dickens once said in Great Expectations, the memory of your dear wife never passes, while ever the memory lives on. And by talking, the memory will live on forever. By remembering what happened, it'll go forever.